of what to do at a bris milah of twins, or lav dafka twins. If you have more than, if on the same day, there's more than one, baby. So the Mechaber says you make one bracha. It's not a good idea to be marbe brachas, to say Hashem's name multiple times. You have to have sanctity to make one bracha. You line up all the babies, you make one bracha, we make two brachas, Amila and Priya, and you do all the babies in one shot, and then when all the babies are done, you make one bracha of Asher Kidash, you did mi bete. This is the sheet of the Mechaber, and he says it's not similar to the case of a wedding. When it comes to a chasna, a wedding, so each chasen kala makes, there's a separate bracha for each chasen kala, and he basically said two reasons. Number one is because the bracha is for the chasen kala themselves. Bris milah, the baby, the bracha is not for the baby, it's for the tzibur. The male of the tzibur, if they're doing the mitzvah, so one bracha is enough for all the children. When it comes to chasen kala, everyone has their own separate mitzvah. And the other example I gave was maris ayin. We don't want it to be maris ayin, so when it comes to chasen kala, we make seven brachas to minimize the maris ayin. When it comes to bris milah, there's no maris ayin, so you can make one bracha. However, ois chaf hei, it's on page 92, simon reish samach hei, ois chaf hei, miu. He says, gam b'mila ata ha-minhag. The minhag is not to follow what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Lamul kol echad bifnei atzmai. V'habracha is to kol echad bifnei atzmai. Kvar kotzva ha-gedoylim d'mokam she'en ha-minhag lamul shneim b'bracha achas. If you come to a new community where there is no minhag to do it this way, yoyser toif levarach al kol echad mishum de'al pi roiv yesh shehiyos v'hafsokos ben mila achas l'shnia ruba d'ruba. There's going to be a delay. It's inevitable there's going to be a delay between the first bris milah and the second bris milah, and therefore the sochan people are going to talk bein tayim bedvarim betelim, and therefore it's going to be hefsek in the bracha. Besides this reason that it's inevitable there's going to be hefsek between the bracha and the second bris milah, yesh lefakfek al ikar din zedocha ein oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. Second principle is how can you make one bracha on two brisim in one shot? We have the principle that you do not do mitzvahs in bundles. Kedisa b'saita u'kvar herich echad min agadolim b'zeh u'lim yastayti near the mitzvah shayoyim hi chayvasa l'shayich b'zeh. So he says that the mitzvah shayoyim hi chayvasa l'shayich b'zeh chavilos chavilos. So first of all, he says that's not really true. A mitzvah which the day is what determines the mitzvah, it's not shayich. It's not shaykh chavilos chavilos shaykh chayvas hayoyim hu. The Chazal loy amru rak besoitois umitzoroyim uchiyotze bohem sheinim chayvas hayoyim ze dafka ayin sham. So he's saying a very big chiddush. Avol mila sheagia zmana leshaykh chavilos chavilos. The tam chavilos hu shelo ye doim olav kematzoy burden lechach ritzon liftar me'amasa keperushas. You want to free yourself from this burden. Kiperish Rashi Sham, Vizel Loit Shaykh Bedover Shemuchuiv Lasois Rak Hayoim, Vishema Toimer Yase Hashneel Liachar Shah, Hazrizin, Magdimin Lemitzos, and maybe you'll say that you should do it later on. No, that don't delay. Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzos. So we view outside, he's being saying a very beautiful Yisoy to take away from this, and that is this principle of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos is only when it comes to a mitzvah that's not, does not have a specific day. The example given in the Gemara is a Saita or a Mitzvah. A Saita, many Saitas come to the Beis HaMikdash and they have to be given to drink from the Beis Saita. So I'll take one parasha and I will erase it and we'll give all the Saitas L'chaim from all the same potion of water, and one coin will do all in one shot. Now, does a Saita, is there such a din that a Saita comes B'davka on this day? No such thing. A Saita is a tragedy. It doesn't have to happen on this day. It could happen anytime. It's not miyuchet for a specific day. A Metzora needs to bring his Kurbanos. So everyone has to be done separately. So if you do it in one shot, then it's, oh, what a burden. Let's just group them all together and we'll get it over with. But a mitzvah that has a specific time and day, Bris Milah, the eighth day, this is its Zman. If this is its man, then if you'll do multiple mitzvahs together, no one is going to say, oh, it's a burden, let's just get it over. It's not a burden, let's just get it over. There's no other way to do it but then do it then today. This is the eighth day for this baby. This is the eighth day for this baby and for this baby. So therefore, of course, we're going to do it in one shot. Saitas, well, we can do a Saita today, a Saita tomorrow, and a Saita the next day. It doesn't have to be done B'davka this day. The fact that you're choosing to group them together to get over the one shot indicates that you just want to get it over with. So therefore, he comes to disagree with this argument that the reason why we do not do a bris milah of ein ois and mitzvah chavilah is because of, and we don't do it is because chavilah, that's not true. The real reason why we make a separate bracha on a bris milah is because of hefsek. It is inevitable that there's going to be delay between the first milah and the second milah. The milah, we give every baby its own bris milah.
And
milah shaloi bizman, same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, saying, so let's say have multiple milos that are shaloi bizman. Are shaloi bizman. Okay, I don't know the answer. Maybe it's rare, or maybe since it's rooted, since the bris milah is rooted, now the baby got better, it's rooted in the mitzvah that has his man. I hear the question, I don't know the answer.
Okay, so, I don't remember, but the chasam, the Reuben from Ashul, his daughter had triplets.
Yeah.
And the bris wasn't like for 3 months, but the two of them were boys. And I went to the bris.
And Shloim Bisman,
what they did. Yeah, they were,
yeah, of course.
They add them together.
Yeah, but everyone, you don't see today. Everyone today is going to have the bris. The bris is always going to be, it's always going to be two separate brachas.
So Loza had twins, and he was the royal and the sandik.
For both.
And he had him on his lap, and he went zigzag.
And the, yeah?
Zigzag.
So then you make, one bracha. For sure you would make one bracha.
And who are these people?
Okay. Next. Ois Chavav. B'shnei milos b'yamechon eitzel shnei anoshim v'zimavakesh lomol koydim v'zimavakesh koydim. Who goes first? Okay, so you have over here a question. Who goes first? The ein kan shnei zugois moyalim, and we don't have two different pairs of moyalim. Haminig lomol mikoydim mish noylad mikoydim. Be'oiso yoyim v'afte b'emes eidav k'mina shreyachiv ba b'yom ashmin l'shnei mikeachem mikomokim de limonim m'machlekes tevlasois kein. So what do you do? This Chaim used to happen all the time. You have two brisim. Who goes first? So he says here, who goes first? Whoever was born first. Right. Baby was born 9 o'clock. The other baby was born 10 o'clock. The 9 o'clock baby goes first. Oh, but the 9 o'clock, the 10 o'clock baby is the Rosh Yeshiva's grandson, or it's someone who's very wealthy, the one who pays all the bills, or let's say it's a koyein. Let's say the 10 o'clock baby is a kohen. The 9 o'clock is a Yisrael. So he doesn't. So I don't remember. I don't remember what research I think. But here, I don't remember I don't remember the cases. I really don't remember. I do remember vaguely these questions. They were interesting questions. Who goes first?
He doesn't become a kohen until 30 days, right?
Good boy. The parents.
You want Marley, and he's not available.
Is there a din v'kidashtai? Is there a din v'kidashtai? So I don't think he mentions it over here, but over here he's saying the basic rule is, the rule of thumb, the default is, whoever was born first goes first. Even though you'll say, but when it comes to the mitzvah bris milah, it doesn't make a difference. A bris milah, uva yoyim hashmini mo basar lo, so the chiyuv bris is... Okay, that's usually how it goes, right? That's really how it goes. The ein kan, so he writes, the after the MS ein afkamina shawechi bob yom shminil shneim keach mikomakam kedei limonim machlekes toiv lasoyz kain period upashu the mila bezmana koydem shloy bezmana nu halacha. Now this is pasha. Let's say we have two babies. One is the 8th day, and the other baby is already a month. The baby was not well. The baby was a delay, and now the doctor said that we can have the bris milah today. So we have a choice between the milah bizman and milah shloim bizman. So it's possible that the milah bizman comes first. Ach, in a view as a tinek shehu shloim bizmanoi v'adayin lo heviu es esha bizmanoi. This also happens often. This also could happen. People, they come late. You know, these have a lot of bris, and usually it's. What's it called? Chick-chack? What do you hear?
Chick-chack.
One, two, three. Davening is over. Before they finish, let's oiseh shalom bin raimav hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'alkol yishol v'yimru amen. Kvata! Kvata! Before the guy got out the name amen, already the guy was screaming kvata, let's get going. Okay? We're not going to dilly-dally over here.
But boy left
two other
people. Not only that, but people, you know, they got to go to work, whatever. It's not, you know, people, they don't have patience, so they have to go right away. And also, they get very upset. The Rosh Hashiva gets very upset. You have to do it right away. It's a bit of Torah, you have to get moving. But sometimes, they don't have a choice. The mother is just, not everyone is,
stuck in traffic
or whatever. The sometimes you have the moyalim are usually the same moyalim. The Y day it's usually the same moyalim. But sometimes a person there, he brings in the moyal from the family, And that Moyerli comes a little late, or he's preparing the baby, you know, the baby's not ready, or the mother is not ready, nature calls. There are many, 100 reasons why there can be a delay. There can be 100 reasons. So let us say you have two brisim, and one was born earlier, one is bisman, and the one that's supposed to go first, they're just not ready. They're just not ready. There is a delay. So in that instance, you can take the one that's supposed to go second, can go first. You can immediately be mal the baby that's shaloi bezman first if the other baby is not yet ready. Another halacha. Do you need a minyan for a bris mila? Okay, so you hear all these KGB stories. I'm sure there are dime a dozen of these stories that people in Moshe Nefesh in Russia have a bris mila. There was no minyan for these milas. These milas were done in a basement, in a bunker somewhere. No one was watching, no one even knew. Okay, but lechatchila, there is a minyan, and let's talk about years ago, where the mila was done in the hospital. Okay, today it's done in the shul, but years ago a woman was staying in the hospital for, who knows, for 2 weeks, right? So where were the milas? It was extremely common. Milos took place in the hospital. Was there always a minyan when they did the bris mila in the hospital? Not necessarily. So he writes to the Beis Yosef, he writes the hechad de efshar. It's not an absolute requirement, but hechad de efshar, where it's good, avdinim l'mila be'asara, we should do it be'asara. Hechad de lo efshar, avdinim be'apokles me'asara, ad kan l'shon kolaymar, de medina ein tzorech asara. You don't need 10. Ach lechatchila mitzvah la'aseis la'aser shu pirsum to be mefarsem the bris kimurgul b'shas achnif li'asara, gather for me 10 people. The od kevon shatinuk nichnas lekedusha ulekedusha tzorch asara. When there's kedusha, you want to bring him in with kedusha. You need 10 people. A davar sheb kedusha typically needs 10 people. Ve'aminig lahada sheyasar davka ach. If it's not possible, it's okay. If a pirkei belozam avud tzorach asari, he holds you must attend. I am simin lamed zayin. Talk about getting married. Do you need 10 people by a wedding? Yes. By a divorce? No. Interesting. Why is it better to have 10 people by a wedding? To me, one of the reasons why we have 10 people is not so much davash b'kedusha. It's because pirsoim. People should know that she's a married woman. People should know she's a married woman because she's an eishes ish. It's a chefsa disur. A woman who's an Asia sister. If there are 10 people, then people know about it. People find out about it. If you do it privately, people don't know about it. Bris Mila, it's not important people don't know about it. The proof is in the pudding. Either the baby has a Bris Mila or it doesn't have a Bris Mila. Marriage, it's not something tangible. Either you're married or you're not married. So getting married, you need 10 people. You need 10 people to know that you're married. You have to be mefarsim, that there's a marriage.
If
a baby
married without having 10 people, and that's considered married?
They are married. They are married, but it's not ideal. L'chatchil, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have 10 people for the nisuin. The erisin not. The erisin, harayat mikudeshes, does not need 10 people. But the birchas nisuin does need 10 people. You need 10 people. And one of the reasons is because pirsum, you want people to know that she is an eishes ish. Same thing by bris mila, that inyan of knowing that the baby has a bris mila, it's not really necessary because the fact that he has the bris mila is sufficient. What about a divorce? You would say that certainly when it comes to a divorce, the answer is no, there's no harm done. If a woman has the chazak of being a married woman, therefore she's off limits. So to be mater her, it's not an emergency everyone should know that she's single. Because the standard, the default is stay away. She's a married woman. So you're not going to do an Avera because she's married.
Now, status on Facebook.
On Facebook, she has to take off the marriage. So to take off that status, you say something very funny because there was a girl that I know and like it was amazing. The first thing she did the day she got married, she went out of her way to change her status on Facebook that she was married. I was very like taken aback. Like, why was that so important to do? Why do you have to make a point of mentioning that and making everyone know about that? Very interesting. But any event, a woman who's married, it's not so important that the whole world should know that she's single. And maybe it's important for Shaduchim, for her, but we're more concerned with people being nichshol in an avera. If a woman is now married, if until now the woman is single, and now she's married, people have to know about this. because people can think that she's still single. And if she's still single, they'll go and they'll try to do something to her, and they'll be over in Avera. They'll do an Avera. But if a woman who is married, so everyone is staying away. It's not an emergency. People should know that she is single because the status quo is they're not going to do an Avera. Do we make a birchas shehechianu? So we, most of us, most now circles, it's not done. It's not done. Ashkenaz do not do because of tsara dinuk. It's a taisvis. Tsara dinuk. The baby is crying. He's in pain. But he holds that you should. He kibo mizman lizman shemavarech shechiyah. Now, even though the moil is doing it, it doesn't matter. Okay, what is it? Be'av sheham mitzvah oisah hamoil sheluchoy kimoiso. It's as if he's doing it. So, therefore, the moil is not the one who makes the bracha. You do it. It's your mitzvah. When the moil does the bris milah, it's as if the father did the bris milah. Memeilu, the father should be the one who makes the shechiyanu. And it's something which happens occasionally, every 9 months. So therefore, you make a shechiyanu. Have a kibam mizman lizman shavarach shechiyanu k'mashakasa b'simila alam hilchas brachas ayin sham b'chein ragu b'chola eretz Yisrael u'mitzrayim v'suria v'chol sevivoy sehem. The Yeshakasu Dav the Davka Kishav Moil Baatsma Rashachyanu be in time mastic to davar doesn't make any sense. Some say the only time to make a shachin when the father himself does the Maisa Mila. He right, it doesn't make any sense. Why should that be a difference? If you do the bris mila, the moil does the bris mila, it doesn't matter, you should always do a bris mila. On page 94 now. Aval, Bechol Medina Shalanu in our Medinas Lo Nohagu Kilal. Levorech shechiyanu al milo kvar torchu hakadmoinim bezeh yeshekasu mishum tsara dinuka. I think it's Tosfos says this. Vechein nira vechein shekasu vein nira the yeshekasu vein nira mitam shu sofik nefel whole new time. Who says the baby is going to survive for another 30 days? The ein nira, I don't like that either. Does it bust? That's not a good thing because we go bust a roy vlada shehem bnei kayam. Most children survive, so strike two. The Gam Harashba, but true because of Shlomo Tzatam, Nochen Masha Ein Mevarchem. I don't know a good reason. Tzar Dinuk is not a good time. He doesn't like that time. He doesn't like the time because of Nefel. Rak ki she'asua ki birchas reshus ayin sham shekosav. The calls the Ein Masbir. All of the reasons don't really explain why we don't do it. Avol Reinu she'ashas lehiskir she'achiyon ben birchas mila. However, I do note that in the Gemara does not make mention of Shechiyanu. We call a mitzvah kisuka v'lulav v'nerachanika megillah parpin yaben chashav hashas percha Shechiyanu. So he wants to suggest that since the Gemara does mention Shechiyanu with regard to all of these other mitzvahs and does not mention Shechiyanu with regard to bris milah, this is an indication that in Chazal and the Gemara it's not the right thing to do. Umizeh daikei rabbeinu paalitaisus the milah ein tzarch Shechiyanu. Because we are time to the tikkun rak the mitzvah shall simcha ayin sham. The gamz einu moving. This doesn't make sense. The milah oisim besimcha kid isa b'shabes. It says sas anochi al imrasech kimoitzei shalorav, and therefore it's sas it's simcha. But ulay hakavon dehin emes shanu oisim besimcha al mikamakom he mitzvah shaydei damim through blood. Kid isa b'midrashos dekra dechilecha haragnu kol hayom. That we moiser nefesh every day. We give up our lives on your behalf. Bris milah is a surgical procedure. It's dangerous. So since there is an element of sakana, since there is danger, every bris milah inherently includes an element of danger. That's why we do not make a bracha of shechiyanu. And that's really what the first and second they say tzar diyinuka v'chavonostam k'divarenu. The Rambam loy chosh lozehi disagrees. The Gam b'bircha shayfer loy nimsa b'shas l'varch shachyanu. The Rai is nowhere does it say in the Gemara that you should make a bracha on the mitzvah shayfer. And yet every single shul on Rosh Hashanah you make a bracha shachyanu when you blow shayfer. So therefore, just because the Gemara does not mention the bracha does not indicate that you should not make the bracha shachyanu. Mila therefore is no different. The Gemara does not mention shachyanu, but still you should make the shachyanu. So it should be. Okay, so therefore the bottom line over here is Let's really go further. The next paragraph really continues. Because of any Ramah, the Medina is Elu Nohagim Shaloi Levarch Shachianu, Afilu Kishav Atsay Mol, Beno Imloy Shamol, Beno Habuchar, Shachayv Liftoisai, unless the father is being Mol the Bukhar, he's Mukhiv to redeem him, Mavarch Shachianu Bashas Milov, Ein Mavarch Bashas Pinin Aben. You make the shachianu the bris mila, not the pinyan aben. Avol kishe potter mea pinyan, but when you're exempt from pinyan aben, because let's say the baby was a yotzei rechem, yotzei doifen, or for whatever other reason there was a kain or levi, or let's say she had a nafel before she had this baby, then einem avarch shachianu ad kan l'shana. That's an incredible chiddush from the Ramah, and he writes it is manenu lo shamanu haminikaz. They've never heard of this before. His minhag over here, he's saying is that there was such a minhag is that even though generally we do not make a shachianu, but at a pinyan aben, does the father make a shachianu?
Yep.
Yes. So therefore he says, why wait for the pinyan aben? Since anyway you're going to make a shachianu the pinyan aben, you might as well take that shachianu and make it now at the bris mila of your bechor. So if you have a bechor and you're Yisrael and everything is going to be a pinyan aben, not twice, only once. The bracha of shachin that you would have made at the pinyan aben, you make it now at the bris mila. This is what it says in the Ramah, and the Ramah says, I've never seen this done in practice. I've never heard of this before. That if it's going to be pinyan aben, you make the shachianu now. Uvizmanenu lo shamanu haminik hazivagam le'ein lezeh tam klala, makes no sense. Uldvarav im ha'av koyin or levi or she'ishtei bas koyin or bas levi in a varach gam al b'chor. You don't make a bracha. The gam yashash shuli in the end of mesachim sachim nistar minikazer. No, it doesn't say that when it talks about shachin, it does not mention. So therefore, the bottom line over here is he brings the yisoid is the Rambam, the shitas harambam is to make a bircha shehechianu, and indeed this is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, and this is the minhag of Sfardim and Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. They say it's a gra. I don't think it's a gra. It doesn't say it's a gra. What?
No, that's
not true. The minhagim there are. They were chosen, picked out of a hat. They were picked out of a hat. Don't ask. Don't bring rice.
Supposedly everything in Chaim Belinda is grow.
It's not true. That's clearly not true. If you do like the grow, then the only if you would follow all the minhagim of the grow, you would not recognize that you're Jewish. You're observant Jew. Okay. The grow's minhagim are the grow says he's supposed to sit by Kriya Satara. Okay. So Chaim Belinda, they sit or stand.
Yeah.
They stand.
I don't know.
Okay, they're like 100 minhagim of the gra that we do not do. So what all these shuls, even Eretz Yisrael, they follow the minhag gra. They go into the gra shul. They have the gra shul. They don't follow. They do maybe a couple of things that the gra did. Most of the things that the gra did, they do not do. So it's just pick and choose for whatever reason. They say they whatever the gra did not do, you do. Whatever the gra said to do, no, that we don't do. We just take the coolest of the gra, not the chumus of the gra. Something
the
along those lines.
Male,
no, he's saying not. He's saying not. He brings down such a minhag, you're right, he brings down such a custom that if the father does the meal, he makes shachianu. And he says it doesn't make any sense. What difference does it make if the father does the meal or the male does the meal? Either you do or you don't. The bottom line is, the Rambam says to make a bracha, shachianu. You make the shachianu, and in Eretz Yisrael, and in Egypt, and in Syria, the chol sevivoy seha, the minhag is to make a shachianu. They Chaim Belin, they make a shachayanu. That's right, they make a shachayanu Chaim Belin. Why? I don't know why. Because it's minika gra, min Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is, they make a shachayanu. In some place they make a shachayanu. The Sfar, they make a shachayanu. However, there are more rights that's not our minik. Our minik is not, and it's very difficult to understand why not. The simple reason is because in the Gemara it's not mentioned. That's a little bit of a doichik, because it doesn't say make a shachayanu for shofar. We make a bracha shofar. What do you want to say? Tsara the Yanuka, the baby is crying. That's a weak. It's a very weak reason. You want to say it's because. We want to say it's because. What was the other tzad said?
Ben Kayama.
What?
Ben Kayama.
We go bas arayv. So the only thing he concludes is maybe because since alecho hayragnu kol hayoyim, since it's a mitzvah which involves sakana, you don't make a shechianu. We can't waste shechianu v'kimani v'gyanu lazman hazeh to put ourselves in sakana. It's not a religion of martyrdom. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to embrace, like Rahman al-Stan, Lahavil, Elif, Alpha Abdullah, to hear these suicide bombers, these Palestinians. The whole tafkid is, we can't wait to go and do this. That's ridiculous. V'chai bohem. Mimela, we don't make a bircha shechianu. That is what he wants. And he says, that's probably what it means, Sarah the Anuka. Sarah the Anuka is a misnomer. People think it means the baby is crying. No, just because the baby cries, that doesn't make a difference. So the baby cries. So the baby anyway going to cry. Who says the baby feels pain? That's a very big discussion among scientists. Does the baby really feel pain at the time of Bris Milah? It's a very big debate. No baby ever came told us later on exactly what he was thinking. No one knows what's going on. The degree of pain, the sensation of pain in the mind of an 8-day-old child. Okay, we don't really know how the mind works at that stage.
They can't walk for a year after that birth.
They can't walk for a year. Could they even see? At what does the baby see? What stage does the baby really see things?
A little later.
A little later. So they see, I mean, you can look. So you do something, the baby does light. So they can see basic light. But can the baby go and discern? Can the baby actually see images? Does the baby see things? We don't know how the mind of a child, an 8-day baby only works. So therefore, Tzara D'Inuka, so therefore, when it says over here that Tzara D'Inuka, what it really means is that since it's a mitzvah which involves risk, sakana, that's really what it means, Tzara D'Inuka. The bottom line is that we, amongst the Ashkenazim, do not make the bracha shehechiyanu. Ois chav tes. Ein tzach. Next shayla. I always wondered about this until I learned the halacha. What about covering the erva? It's not proper. If a person is not covered, if an adult is not covered at the time of Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to daven Shemona Esrei. A man is not allowed to daven Shemona Esrei in the presence of an exposed erva. It's not a problem in a hospital to make daven, even like these minyanim, they have like a minyanim in a hospital, people come, catheters, what?
On LL next to the toilets.
Okay, that's of reyach. That's a problem of odor. That's an odor issue. But let's say a person is mamish exposed. You're not allowed to differ. How are you allowed to make the bracha al hamila and say the brachos when the baby's erva is exposed? So the answer is the baby's erva is not an erva. Okay, an infant 8 days old, that's not an erva. But what about an adult? What about an adult who are ger? Or what about a person who is a baal tshuva? That's a tak of Arabic shalva. The erva in that instance indeed has to be covered. Ein itzach lechasos erva sakoton v'shas habracha v'adrava pum fakert. We make the bracha when the process already has begun. You first begin to cut, and then you make the bracha. Hold the erva. The erva is cut on loy mikre erva. Umutur likros kriyashma kinegli. You can even recite kriyashma. Kamashakasa berachaim. Simon ayin hey. The afilim on the sfil leisham. The asur. The beinon v'hoya machanecha kadosh. Afil ervas katan. Even you'll go and tell me that when it comes to saying kriyashma, even an infant, you may not recite kriyashma. That's maybe comes to kriyashma. But when it comes to the ma'ase mila, everyone agrees that you can make the bracha in the presence of the erva hocha. Kevin to isek b'mitzvas mila. Karinan bei v'hoya machanecha kadosh. The b'kedusha ka'asik v'loy karinan bei v'loy yerevcha ervas davar. Aval yesh l'nakas. The very least, you should clean the baby. Hakatan mitzmit soy osay from any waste. Kodim sheivarech v'af shebarchayim simpehein mispar. The katan shein yochel echol k'zayis dagon ein marchikin mitzoy osay. A baby that cannot eat dagon, the tsoya does not have the status of tsoya in halacha. Even so, it's not proper. You should clean it. Kol shkentinik ben shmoni mikomaka mutav l'nakosay b'shas habracha v'lo yehei ella kedavar mos ba'alma. It should not be. It's no different than it being a davar that's mos, something which is disgusting. So you should indeed clean the baby before you make the bracha. Lam v'da de lepa matinak mashtin be'esh reitzim l'mala. Sometimes the baby urinates right before you wanted to do bris milah, yearly the also levarch b'shashem shemashtin the may raglayim boim atzan uchilik ben katan gadol. May raglayim is something which is repulsive, which is osur, which may not a bracha may not be recited even for an 8-day-old baby. We don't find a difference between the katan gadol and the chneged amur akiluch opposite the flow of urine. Asra Tara period. When it comes to tsoya, hatam shem tsoya is katan inam masreches. It does not. It's not foul. Ki the perish Rashi besukim perik sepem gimel ayin shem aval meiraglaim gam shel gadol inam masriach. When it comes to urine, even of an adult, it's not mashriach. The mehai taima in asu min haTorah rak b'shas hakiluach. That is why the min haTorah is only asu to recite kriyas shma b'shas, the moment when the meir aglaim is being released, it's flowing. But when it's when the meir aglaim is collected in a container, then min haTorah it's mutter. Avol mishenaflu laaretz mutter likros kriyas shma kinegdam min haTorah rak midraban hitzrichu hil laharchik dal ramas. V'zeish amu besuka im yachol leachol kazayis dagon marachikin mitzayah. So if a baby can eat kazayis dagon, you have to distance yourself from the tzayah. Mimei raglav dal ramus the mavur lahedi the mikodim ze gam meir agai mutter before. So it says in the Gemara that a baby that cannot eat dagon, it's mashma. Even the meir raglaim is mutter. Zel laachar shenaflu laaretz. After the meir aglaim already is on the ground, then if it's less than the time of eating dagon, then you do not need to distance. Aval kineged hakiluach, if the baby is actually urinating at the time of the bris milah, when the moel is reciting the bracha, he's not allowed to recite the bracha if the baby is in a state of urination at that moment.
I don't think he'll make the bris law.
What? Well, Aval, what?
He won't do the chituch when he's urinating.
That's what it's saying. It's saying, I'm sure you ask him all, these things must have happened. Okay, I don't know, I'm sure, I have no doubt, these things must have happened for real. You're about to make the bris milah, you're about to recite the bracha, and the baby urinates. So if the baby at this moment is urinating, the moel is not allowed to recite the bracha. Urine, meiraglayim, has the status of a davar, which is osur, for a person to recite Hashem's name in its presence within Dalet Amos. And there's no difference between a baby 8 days old and an adult. The difference between a baby and an adult is only with regard to Tsoa, not in regard to Meiraglayim. And even though it's true that when it comes to Tsoa, it's only Asa Midrabanan, it's only Asa Midrabanan after the Tsoa has come to rest. But at the time when the urine is in motion, coming out of the body, then it's also even for a child. And therefore the moel has to stop, the baby has to be cleaned, and then they can proceed. Unless we suggest, the only leniency we can say is as follows. The iser may raglayim b'shas hakiluach yalfinon, we learn out, min the yotzoso shomachutz. We learn from Parashas Kitzeitze, where it says v'hoyim achanecha kadosh, you should have tools. What's the pasuk? When you go to war, v'yotia lecha al azeinecha, you should have a shovel. You should have a shovel with you, and when you have to, you should go outside. V'yotzas hashem achutz k'mavur bebracha sham yikra mayir bigedoylem. So maybe you want to argue that when going to war, who is going to war? Adults, not children. It says, "Gamkin v'chisisa, you shall cover as tsei osecha." V'zelarabekatan v'uadin b'meiraglayim v'loy matzas the gilu l'din zev v'tzoch medina. So maybe you want to argue that since the makar v'chisisa tsei osecha is the makar that urine has to be covered, maybe that's only applying to adults. Maybe it does not apply to children, to infants. This is something that he's coming to suggest, and therefore, if you want to go make the argument, it would come out that if the baby is urinating when you're making the brachas, you do not have to stop; you can continue making the bracha. However, that's not so simple. Tzarchi in Ladina. Obviously, the best thing over here is for the father, for the mother to stop, to wait until the baby finishes, and then to clean the baby, and then to proceed with the bris milah. Okay, we're going to stop over here, take a short break.